It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Gee, I'm glad to see you today. This is a little plant I've had for a while. It's grown quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In fact, it started out right about there, and now it's clear up to here. And it's much too big for this little pot. So I stopped by my friends today and asked for some transplanting material. Transplant, that means to put the plant from one place across to another. Oh, Picture Picture says, hello, Mr. Rogers. Hello, Picture Picture, how are you today? Can you read that? It says, first rate, thanks. Good, I'm glad you are, Picture Picture. Into the kitchen, please. And we will begin to transplant. Did you ever have a plant of your own? First of all, newspaper on the kitchen table. Spread it out. And then I'll show you what we have. Who does the gardening in your family? Sometimes mothers like to garden real well. Sometimes fathers. Sometimes uncles, aunts, and grandparents. It is fun to see things grow, isn't it? Sure. That's why I was so glad that this plant was getting bigger. This is just some dirt. This is the plant's new home. See it? Think it'll like it? Sure. All right. Now this is a trowel. Looks like a great big spoon. You just spoon up the dirt, put it into the pot. All right. Now my friend gave me this new thing. Doesn't have any name. Just says it's made in Florida and Michigan both. Well, here's what it's used for. You put this right where this hole is in here. You cover the hole, but there's going to be enough room for the water to go around it. So in it goes. And then we'll put some there. Some rocks over there. This all helps to feed the plant. Because it's not easy for a plant to move from one pot to another. Just the way it's not very easy for people to move from one house to another. No, it takes a long time to get used to it. Matter of fact, when this plant goes in here, it's not going to grow for a while. It's going to take its energy to get used to this new pot. That's right. And sometimes when people move, they sometimes like to play with old toys that they haven't played with for a long time. Or sometimes they feel a real need to snuggle up with their pillow. Yeah, or have something soft to be with. Sometimes you feel like folding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to cuddle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day. See the roots? But somehow things you like to remember are sometimes put away. And often you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy. You never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday, for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow, you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. There, you're in your new home. A little bit of water now. Hope you like it. I think it'll grow well in here, don't you? Let's put it over here. Good. What'd you say? Flashing? Oh, thank you. Didn't quite see it. Hello? Edgar, how are you? Yes, we've been transplanting a plant. Oh, King Friday has a furniture expert in his place. Sure, we'd like... I wondered about Don Quixote, though. King Friday won't talk about that today. Sure, we'd like to see the furniture expert. Yeah, could we count to 13 and come? All right, ready to count to 13 with me? Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It is a baby's cradle, is it not, Mr. Strong?
Yes, it is, King Friday.
Well, it looks quite old to me.
Yes, it's about 100 years old, King Friday.
100?
Yes.
Why, that's much older than I am. Imagine a baby sleeping in that 100 years ago. What do you have here for me to see?
I have a dry sink, King Friday.
A dry sink?
Yes.
You mean that there's no water for it?
They put water in the top with buckets.
Oh, I see. Well, what would you use it for now?
It would make an ideal planter or record cabinet.
Oh, you could put flowers in, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely. What do you plan to do with it? It looks rather worn to me.
I'll completely repair it, King Friday.
Oh.
We'll take all of the old paint off of it.
Yes.
And repair the loose catches. And refinish the whole inside.
Looks like there are cobwebs in there.
Yes, there are. It's just as I got it.
Oh, I see. Oh, it must be fascinating to be someone who restores furniture.
It's really an enjoyable hobby for me.
Oh, I would imagine so. I suppose you just look everywhere to try to find different things that could be used?
Constantly.
Yes. What's that little chair I see there behind you?
That's a little milking stool.
Oh, a milking stool. Oh, someone sat on there to milk a cow, did it?
Yes, they did. And it's interestingly made, too.
How so?
They have a maple leg,
yes,
a hickory leg, and another maple leg. Whatever was available on the farm for wood, they used.
For goodness sake.
And then they made the top of pine.
So there are three different kinds of wood in that little milking stool.
Yes, there are.
Handy, wasn't it, that they should make such a fine thing like that? What about the chair behind you there? Looks like a high chair to me.
Yes, it's a little youth chair.
For a youth, for a young person.
Yes, and the top is made of one piece of hickory wood, which is steamed and formed into position.
Oh, and all those little spokes back there. How old would it be?
This chair is about 60 years old.
My, my. Imagine, probably a lady who got to be a grandmother. She was a little girl and sat in there.
Yes.
What about the chair beside you there?
This chair is quite an early Windsor chair. It is about 180 or 90 years old.
My, my. It looks like it has bent wood at the back, too.
Yes, it's very similar to the youth chair in that the piece is one solid section and is curved with steam and then held into position with clamps. And the seat is one solid piece, all carved out by hand.
My, my. Can anybody still sit in it?
This chair is just as sturdy as any new one you would find.
Why,
bouncing it.
It does hold a man, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does.
I have a chair, Mr. Straub, that wouldn't hold you. It's back there. Yes, you're looking at it. That's it. If you like, you can just take it with you and throw it away if you want to.
Oh, King Friday, this chair can be totally repaired.
Really?
Certainly.
How so?
Well, if you'll notice on the top, there are lots of little holes to which these spindles slip into.
Uh-huh.
So, we just take each spindle and slip it into place. There are also holes in the seat, which will hold a spindle.
I see. Do you mean to tell me you're going to make this chair sittable?
Yes, sir, King Friday.
I like to have it on hand when small friends of mine come to visit.
Just take the top rail.
Oh, each one fits in. Things that go into other things. What clever hands you have, Mr. Straub. I guess it's taken a lot of practice to be a furniture expert.
Oh, it takes a little time.
Are there a lot of people who are interested in your craft these days?
It's an ever-growing interest, King Friday.
Oh, good.
I should have a little glue in order to hold this properly.
Well, I have glue in my G room. If you'd like to bring it there, we could go together.
Thank you, King Friday.
Thank you. Oh, excellent. Imagine my chair being repaired. Thank you, Mr. Straub. See you in the G room.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So, King Friday will be able to keep that little rocker of his for some small person to come and visit him. Yep. Now, furniture is usually something you take with you when you move. Mm-hmm. Your own bed, your own chair, your own toys. But the people you always take with you, you know, the people you live with, they're the important things to come with you. Sure. If I would move, I think I would just take my telescope. That's one of the toys I'd take. At least I'd take my pretend telescope. Yeah, this one, you know, that you can make with your finger, so that we could always go and look into the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's just see if the trolley's in there today. Daniel's clock, with its tick-tock. There's the fountain where the frogs live, and the museum go around. There's X's tree with Henrietta's house and the factory. Gee, I don't see Don Quixote. Hope he's found a place. There's the trolley. There's our trolley friend. Why don't we show this plant to the trolley? Come on in, Trolley. Hi. Trolley, look. This is a plant that we transplanted from a little pot to a big one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about Don Quixote? Do you know anything? Oh, I see. Just wondered if he had found someplace else for his windmill. Well, maybe you'll take us in and maybe we can find out about that now. Would you please? Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Someone's knocking at my knot hole. Someone's knocking at my knot hole. Someone's knocking at my knot hole. It's a fair young maiden. Hello there, fair young maiden.
Hi there, bright blue owl.
How in the world are you?
Nifty glifty. How are you?
Hey, that's my word, nifty glifty.
Can I use it?
Do you like it?
Oh, very much.
Then you may use it. I just don't like people making fun of it.
Oh, nifty glifty. I could never make fun of that.
Oh, what's that thing you've got there?
It's a little suit of armor for Don Quixote.
Oh, boy, he should like that, but is he having a fight?
Oh, no, it's just a decoration for his new home.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I think I'll give him something, too. Let me see, what should I give him? A nut or a berry? Which do you think he'd like better?
Oh, either one would be good.
I think I'll give him a nut.
That sounds right.
Yep.
You know, housewarming presents are presents that are brought to new houses.
Huh.
That's what they're called. Housewarming present.
Housewarming present.
Mm-hmm.
Nifty galifty.
Yeah.
Say, what if you give somebody something cold? Would that be a house cooling present? Like ice cream?
Gee, I never thought of that. A house cooling present.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's lots to think about in the world, isn't there?
There surely is.
Where are you going to find Don Quixote?
Well, I don't know. I thought I'd ask you.
Well, King Friday made him find someplace else, so I don't know whether he did or not.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
And meow, everybody.
Hi, listen, Henrietta.
Is there any news about our friend Don Quixote?
Meow, meow, good news, meow.
What?
Has he found someplace else for his windmill?
Meow, 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 helping him, meow, move, meow.
Oh, good, let's help him, too. Where is it?
Meow, 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 turn, meow. Meow, 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 turn another, meow. Meow, meow, around the meow. Meow, 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 big sign, meow, says someplace else.
Hey, that's nifty. Why don't we just go there right now and help him warm up his house?
Yes, right now.
Meow, 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 meow.
What I've been waiting to see get on there. Hey, it looks great, Mr. McCurdy.
Why, thank you, son, thank you.
Listen here, Mr. McFeely, you're a great person. That's all I can say for you. Just a wonderful help. How much do I owe you?
Oh, not a cent today, not a cent. It's my housewarming present to you, son.
You mean all this help in getting me settled here?
Yep, that's right.
Well, you're a great sport, friend. Listen, call on me for any little thing. Come on in for a spell, right in the door here.
Oh, I can't stay today there, Don Quixote. Back to my own neighborhood I have to go. Lots of work to do, lots of work.
Well, easy does it, friend. Save time for a little relaxing once in a while.
Well, best of luck to you in your new place there, Don Quixote. Bye-bye.
Well,
oh, Don Quixote, there's more of your friends coming over yonder there. I have to leave now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great, Don Quixote.
Hey, it surely is wonderful.
Where did you find it?
Well, I was walking along, and when King Friday told me that I had to find someplace else beside the castle yard, I just walked around, and there was that big sign back there. It said, someplace else. So I figured this was the place.
You found someplace else.
That's right.
Good for you.
Well, we sure are proud of you. and your mill looks just great, Donkey.
It does.
You like it? Mr. McFeely was helping me here. Hello there, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 pillow, meow, 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 housewarming.
Oh, thanks. That's a beautiful pillow. Thank you very much. You know what? I think that pillow could fit on the chair that friend of mine over at the factory gave me. What's his name? Corny?
Corny,
yeah.
Here it is. Let's try.
Yeah, that's fine. I had it down there. Good.
Let me try it.
Put the pillow in, will you?
Yeah. Meow, meow, hope meow, like it.
Oh, it just fits.
I'm sure I will, Henrietta.
Look, Don Quixote.
Hey, that's great. Let me see if I can rock it. Good.
Oh, nice.
Sure is. That'll be perfect.
I have something for you from Great Uncle Friday.
What's that?
Well, it's a picture of him.
Oh, it's a picture of himself.
For your house, it's also a housewarming gift.
That's right. Warm the cockles of your heart, wouldn't it, to take a look at the king every day?
Yes, I suppose.
Well, thanks.
Here's a suit of armor, too.
Oh, that's great. A suit of armor.
Yes.
I'm always reading about those people wearing the armor and all. It's wonderful. Thanks ever so much.
I've got something for you right here. Right here it is. It is a nut.
A nut?
Yeah, do you like nut? Would you hand it to him, please?
Sure will.
I sure do. Right in there.
Oh.
There.
Wow.
I'll take it inside. It's hard to talk with a nut in my mouth.
Hard to talk with a nut.
That's right. Put it right in there.
That's a good house cooling present.
Sure is. A great house cooling present. What'd you say, house cooling?
House cooling.
Yeah, well, some people warm your house, some people cool your house.
X thought that up.
Yeah, I like that idea, don't you?
It's nifty galifty.
Sure. We warm the house, we cool the house, we sit in the house, we sleep in the house. The house is someplace else.
Hey, that's beautiful.
The house is someplace else.
We warm the house, we cool the house, we sit in the house. Why don't y'all come in for a little something? You come around there, around the wall there, Lady Aberlin.
That would be nice. Right? I'll take all these presents.
And the best thing for us to do right now is to get this mill going. Let's just see if we can.
I'll help.
Will you?
Sure, just
great.
A minute.
Just push that. There it goes.
Oh.
There we are. We've warmed
great.
It, everybody.
Hey, we've warmed the house. We warm the house. We cool the house. We sit in the house. We sleep in the house. The house is someplace else.
So, Don Quixote found a new place. He didn't have to go behind the castle, did he, to have his windmill? He found someplace else. Anybody in your neighborhood find someplace else to live? Maybe you do have a new neighbor or two. Did you ever think of helping them to move in and to enjoy their new place? Yeah, they might just call their new place someplace else. Yeah. You could warm the house or cool the house. We sit in the house. We sleep in the house. The house is someplace else. Yep. I've got to go someplace else myself. Yeah. It's almost time to be off. My goodness, our week has gone quickly. We've been together this whole week, and I've enjoyed it. Surely have. I won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking about you. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Two. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Doesn't matter where you live, you'll always have people to like you. I sure do. Bye. See you next week.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.